somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In Iowa, parts of the state got well over a foot of rain in just 2 days. In South Dakota, flooding is blamed for at least one death. Correspondent Christian Benavidez has more.
There was flash flooding in Sioux County, Iowa, where helicopters had to rescue residents after a levee break.
I can tell you the devastation is severe and it's widespread.
In Minnesota, the constant rain has ended a three-year drought.
Every day it's wet and raining and raining and raining. This is a summer that just doesn't quit. I'm starting to build an ark at home.
Meanwhile, an apparent tornado ripped through parts of Wisconsin, destroying structures and knocking out power in the city of Janesville.
And there are heat advisories posted from South Dakota to Louisiana, but millions more from coast to coast are feeling the dangerous heat. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak has the forecast.
So many of us are sweltering for the eighth or ninth day in a row in some cases. We're going to start off with Southern California, where it could feel as hot as 115 for areas like Palm Springs through at least Thursday. And now the Midwest, from nearly the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf Coast, could be feeling temperatures as hot as 110.
Extreme heat is blamed for eight deaths. Sources tell CBS News that federal prosecutors believe Boeing should face criminal charges for conduct, including crashes of their 737 MAX planes, which led to hundreds of deaths. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
We will know by July 7th whether Department of Justice has decided to formally bring these charges. The Department of Justice has other options here in addition to federal charges. Instead, they could decide to lengthen the terms of the 2021 settlement, and or they could try to strengthen the terms of that settlement.
And the DOJ decided earlier this year that Boeing had violated its deferred prosecution agreement. We are still waiting on the Supreme Court to rule on historic cases, including on former President Donald Trump's immunity claims. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says this is an unusual term for the high court.
Normally, by this time in June, we would be down to our last two or three opinions. But here we are, and several major Supreme Court decisions are still unknown.
And on Thursday night, Trump and President Biden will face off in their first debate of the 2024 presidential election, hosted by CNN, and CBS will simulcast it. Chrisley Knows Best star Julie Chrisley's seven-year prison sentence for tax evasion and bank fraud has been vacated after federal judges ruled that her case had insufficient evidence. She and her husband Todd were convicted in 2022 of conspiring to defraud community banks out of more than $30 million in fraudulent loans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-218-9172. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-218-9172 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-218-9172 to see if you qualify. That's 800-218-9172.
A comedian's attacked again in Australia.
Jerry Seinfeld dealt with more hecklers this weekend in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, you're back! They're back! The protesters are back!
It's the second time in less than a week anti-Israeli Aussies have interrupted his set, the first in Sydney. But this time the comedian mocked them for paying for his show.
That cannot be a good plan for you.
Seinfeld's got a couple more shows in Australia before heading back to the U.S. But the comedian's previously said he'll always stand with Israel and the Jewish people. He made a solidarity visit to the country last year and met with families of Hamas hostages. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Weekend number two was just as joyous for Inside Out 2. The Pixar sequel collected $100 million in ticket sales in its second weekend. That's according to studio estimates. And it sets a new record for an animated movie in its follow-up frame in theaters. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 81, the high for Monday. Monday night, scattered storms and a low of 65. Sunny and hot on the daytime Tuesday. Highs near 90, showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Wednesday, sunny, 81.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. to you, people at home, and here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Let's park to the rickety old. It's a brand new shiny red super stock dust.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning. But the little old lady from Pasadena, she drives me fast and she drives me hard.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her. You'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later.
But she can't keep her foot off the accelerator.
And
everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me fast.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
special smile. Promise you'll never leave me, just you and me, simple and free. Life is so easy when you're beside me. Come hold me close, yeah, never release me.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the I have done all that I could to see the
cheat on in time. You'll see me again. Oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. And still my blues. My love's too strong. Wow, oh, wait till you see what come back to me. Might a time go wrong.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field, in every town, all of his children, in every nation.
J.N.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
No.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When you
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where it is still 77 degrees outside, but across the country, temperatures are dangerously high. More from CBS's Chanel Call.
The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory to more than 100 million Americans from coast to coast.
Very hot. It's too hot.
The nation's capital.